There is word that some of the documents seized from former President Trump's home in Florida may be protected by attorney-client privilege. Federal prosecutors reported that in a court filing today. It could impact Mr. Trump's call for an independent special master to review the files. A federal judge said over the weekend that she is inclined to grant the request. The death toll in Pakistan has passed 1,100 as monsoon floods reach historic levels. Officials said today the growing disaster has affected at least 33 million people and done at least $10 billion in damage since mid-June. We'll focus more on this right after the news summary. Meanwhile, authorities in China have evacuated nearly 120,000 people in the country's drought-ravaged southwest amid flood alerts from sudden heavy rains. Downpours are soaking Sichuan province and the manufacturing hub of Chongqing after weeks of extreme heat scorched the region. Despite the flood danger, officials say the rain will help farmers and restore hydropower output. A UN nuclear watchdog team headed to Ukraine today, hoping to quell fears of disaster at an endangered nuclear site. The Zaporizhzhia power plant is under Russian control, and there's been intense shelling in the area, with each side blaming the other. Today, Ukraine's foreign minister said he hopes the UN visit will show the truth.
We expect from the mission a clear statement of facts of violation of all nuclear safety protocols. We know that Russia is putting not only Ukraine but also the entire world at threat, at risk of a nuclear accident.
Also today, Ukraine's military said it has made gains in a drive to retake Kherson in the south. It's the largest Ukrainian city under Russian control, and Moscow said its forces blunted the attacks. The path to restoring the Iran nuclear deal grew more uncertain today as Iran's president issued a new warning. Ibrahim Raisi said UN inspectors must stop investigating uranium traces at undeclared sites in Iran. He tied the so-called safeguard issues being probed to those nuclear negotiations.
All safeguard issues must be resolved, and this is a pillar for the talks. Without the settlement of safeguard issues, it's meaningless to talk about an agreement.
AC also dismissed any chance of meeting with President Biden when the UN General Assembly convenes next month. In Iraq, meanwhile, Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr again announced he is resigning from politics, triggering violence that killed 15 of his supporters. Crowds stormed the government palace and battled security forces and later fought a rival militia. At least 15 protesters were wounded in addition to those killed. Al-Sadr's party won the most seats in elections last October, but efforts to form a government have failed. Back in this country, a judge in Georgia ordered Republican Governor Brian Kemp to testify before a special grand jury on the 2020 election. The panel is probing alleged attempts by then-President Trump to alter the results. The judge did rule, that Kemp will not have to appear until after the November 8th elections, when he's running for a second term. NASA's goal of returning to the moon hit a new delay today after last-minute problems scrubbed an unmanned test launch. A crowd waited as the sun rose behind the Artemis rocket at Cape Canaveral, Florida. But hydrogen fuel leaks and an engine problem halted the effort. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson took the setback in stride.
Oh, this is just part of the space business. And it's part of particularly a test flight. We are stressing and testing this rocket and the spacecraft in a way that you would never do it with the human crew on board. That's the purpose of a test flight.
The next attempt to launch Artemis could come Friday. Ultimately, NASA hopes to land astronauts on the moon in 2025 for the first time in more than half a century. On the pandemic, the world's largest electronics market shut down today in Shenzhen, China, to help slow the spread of a COVID-19 outbreak. Officials also closed off residential areas for 3 days and suspended subway service at 24 stations. The closures are expected to last until Friday. And on Wall Street, worries about interest rate hikes kept investors in check. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 184 points to close just below 32,099. The NASDAQ fell 124 points. The S&P 500 slipped 27. Still to come on the NewsHour. Tamara, Keith, and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines. We examine the legendary career of tennis great Serena Williams as she prepares to hang up her racket. Author Betsy Griffith discusses her new book chronicling American women's fight for equality, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.